Welcome to AM Best Audio.
I'm John Weber for AM Best TV, and we're at the Verisk Insurance Conference in Orlando. And today we're talking about wildfire. My guests today are Roger Grenier, Senior Vice President of Global Resilience at Verisk, Jen Rimmel, Director of Licensing and Data Solutions for the NFPA, and Ann Cope, Chief Engineer for IBHS. And Ann, we're going to start with you today. IBHS does testing on buildings at scale. And when it comes to wildfire, were there any surprises about those tests?
Yeah, so wildfire is a fascinating peril. And one of the things that surprises most people about it is that it's far less about the details of the structure itself and a lot more about the things that surround the structure that cause the greatest vulnerability. Your landscaping and the things that are right next to the house, the connectivity of that house to the other buildings, those are some of the key features.
Are there mitigation efforts that can make an impact?
Absolutely. There are great mitigation efforts that people can do right now today. So the surprising thing is that the landscaping and the connectivity to the other buildings play such a big role. But the great news about that is that that's something that people can do. You can change the landscaping around your area and make a huge impact on the survivability of that structure.
Roger, what are some of the strategies and tools that insurers can use to help customers in high-risk wildfire areas?
So, John, it all starts with data. And in particular, with respect to wildfire, it really starts with some of the data that Ann was talking about in terms of the property characteristics, the building characteristics. But it also, with other perils, involves having accurate replacement cost information. So having that data is critical. Because the data feeds into a lot of the tools that insurers are using. So risk scoring tools, catastrophe modeling tools, that's the way that really the data gets connected to the science. And so that would allow, for example, insurers to offer discounts or to extend coverage in areas that are quite risky by bending down the curve. So that's, we like to say that the models are the way that the science really has some practical effect in the insurance business.
How are governments responding to the increasing threat of wildfires in communities?
So I'd say we're at the early stages of governments really getting their arms around this problem. I mean, it's a very complex issue for government officials. It involves science, so wildfire science, building science, the science of modeling. It involves business, complex business issues around insurance, reinsurance, and issues around and concepts related to enterprise risk management and correlation. And there's a huge public policy element as it relates to land use and housing and development and the role of utilities. So it's a big challenge for government officials. And so we see that there's really an opportunity for education. Our government relations and modeling teams are engaging with government officials and helping them sort of understand this problem and maybe reduce the complexity. We're seeing some early stage work as it relates to regulation and legislation, but there's still a long ways to go. And they're beginning to bring in a lot of the important stakeholders and expertise to help them solve this problem.
Yeah, and if I could chime in on that. So a report that these three organizations worked on just in the last year, we saw that, you know, governments are ill-prepared to take on this challenge of wildfire. And you can look at the history of governments and state governments and local governments either taking on or not taking on building codes. Frankly, we have a gap of use for building safety in the United States, and wildfire is the next iteration of having that gap in terms of building codes and building safety. We just don't have that across the board in the United States, particularly in those states that are prone to wildfire risk. And so this is going to be an ongoing problem.
I'll jump in on that. So the NFPA, the National Fire Protection Association, has developed some codes and standards to address that. So ignition resistance codes for building. They've been out there, they just haven't been widely adopted. And I
Absolutely.
Think that's part of what we're here to talk about today, which is the ecosystem itself. Everybody has to participate to bend down the risk in wildfire. There isn't one stakeholder that's responsible for it. So whether it's the insurance industry, education and science and research, whether it's the data behind that coming together to be used for risk modeling and underwriting, everybody has a part in it and has to play a part for it to come down. So I think that the next frontier is building, whether it's retrofits or new building codes being implemented in a way that can really make a difference.
Yep.
Jan, you mentioned the wildfire ecosystem. How does NFPA view the wildfire ecosystem?
So oftentimes you'll hear people talk about wildfire ecosystem as the land and vegetation, which is a big part of it. So that you'll hear that out there commonly. The National Fire Protection Association has created our own fire and life safety ecosystem, and that's really to identify who are the key stakeholders that need to be involved. So government was mentioned, insurance agencies, first responders were mentioned. The research that's getting done, those are all part of the wildfire, what we consider the wildfire ecosystem. The program that really we've been working on for the last 20 years is around community risk reduction. So FireWise USA is a program that NFPA developed back really in early 2000s when we saw the census data saying that there was a lot of development being done. And there weren't a lot of building codes in place. We started to develop this recognition program to invite homeowners to work with their neighbors and their communities to build community risk reduction programs. And that included clearing out their parcels, but as well as the neighborhood working together. So the value goes beyond just the individual homeowner, but the communities and neighborhoods working together to fortify the area so that if the fire comes through, they're going to be able to better resist that. And then we do a lot of training and education around that. So awareness and education and advocacy, research around that. We work with the homeowners providing toolkits to help them get involved and self-report. And that all of the work that they do, the risk mitigation work, is collected and put into a database. And we provide that data to insurers and underwriters so that they can recognize and reward the homeowners and communities that are participating in community risk reduction.
Yeah, and it goes hand in hand with, our research and NFPA's work has gone hand in hand for many years. Our current program, the Wildfire Prepared Home Program that we just rolled out recently within the past 2 years, goes even further for those communities that want to do more. We've packaged up the science for wildfire mitigation into these are the key things to do for a single family home that will greatly reduce the vulnerability of that home igniting, which in turn reduces the vulnerability for the whole community. So those FireWise communities where people have come together and started to take action on a community scale, individual homes within that neighborhood can then do the Wildfire Prepared Home Program for that parcel-specific vulnerability reduction.
Right. And I'd just add that the data around the individual homes and properties, it's relatively straightforward for insurers to collect because those are their customers. It's the community level stuff that Jan was talking about that is much harder. So the efforts to collect that information in one place and make it usable for insurers goes a long way.
Customize your data experience. BestLink now offers an interactive company dashboard that provides company level intelligence in a fast, user-friendly interface featuring interactive tables, charts, and Sparkline performance histories. Customize the dashboard tiles to prioritize the insurer ratings, data, and analytics that best support your workflow. AM Best. Our insight, your advantage.
So along those lines, Jan, do you think community resiliency is gaining momentum?
Oh, it definitely is. So our program was officially launched in 2002, and we were in 12 pilot sites, really started the program. We're now close to 3,000 sites across 43 different states. So there are a lot of communities participating. A site is the combination of the homes in a community working together. So it's not the individual, it's the community. And that's grown significantly, particularly in the Western states. California is the largest. By far, but we have the 20 years worth of data. And what's interesting about the data is we can see who's been in the program, who comes in and out. We validate every year and recognize the people that are in there. There are people who've been in the program 20 years. They've stayed in the program. They continue to contribute to the program, which is great. We have new ones coming in. And oftentimes when there's a big event and you start to hear about it, the neighbors will start talking and social media will start to ignite interest in participating in the program and how they can get there. So we've seen tremendous growth over the years. And we continue to keep that data because it's important to see what neighborhoods are in place and then what comes in around them. So fortifying around the neighborhoods that are in high-risk areas is really important. So a lot of our program expansion is going into the vulnerable areas, the ones that are already established, and then looking in the proximities beside them and expanding that way.
And I understand that IBHS has a study in the offing regarding wildfire. How will insurers be able to learn more?
You know, insurers can absolutely learn more through CAT modeling about the individual properties and communities. Individual insurers can learn a lot from events like the Marshall Fire, the Lahaina Fire. There was recently a fire in Chile, and a neighborhood that had taken the mitigation actions that are listed in FireWise and Wildfire Prepared Home survived beautifully. It is not impossible. And it is hard. So one of the things that I think insurers can do to really tackle some of these wildfire mitigation issues is on the social behavior side. People do not like the mitigation actions that are needed. No one wants to rip out their camellia bushes and move them away from the home. And that is exactly what is needed to bend down that risk curve and make our neighborhoods survivable. And so I really would love to see insurers learning all the wildfire mitigation actions, seeing what's possible through the CAT modeling, and then using their social and marketing resources to really get after the community behavior and have more and more places resilient to wildfire, because Mother Nature's out there doing her thing. Climate adaptation is an absolute real risk that we need to come to and face. And the way that we're going to have a sustainable future for wildfire is for communities to take the action that the three of us have just been talking about. And that social behavior piece is critical.
I think that's a really important piece. Oftentimes, people don't want to believe it will happen in their area, but perception is reality. And so when they see it on social media or the news, the media, that's when they start to act. And one of our campaigns that we just launched is called Band Together. Band Together Before FireWise happens. It's not that you can eliminate it, but you can mitigate your risk, and then you can have a better response if you band together before to start doing some of the things and the work that it takes. And I think that messaging and the social behavioral change is significantly important in order to continue to make strides in this area.
Definitely.
On that note, Roger Grenier, Jan Rommel, Ann Cope, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us today.
My pleasure.
And from the Varis Conference in Orlando, I'm John Weber for AM Best TV.
Looking to get the full attention of the insurance industry? We have the platforms that will do just that. Whether it be AM Best TV, AM Best Audio, Best Review Magazine, or Best Day. Find out more by calling AM Best Advertising Sales at 908-439-2200, extension 5399, and have a great day.